Our good friends, Boomtown Saints, joining us now. Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
We're better. I think we're probably better than you guys.
Yeah.
Because we got to debut your guys' new single this morning.
Oh.
Thank you guys for doing that. But yeah, I think that's why we're better than you guys, because you guys did that for us. So thank you.
Good Day to Get
Thank
Gone
you guys.
Is the new single, and we've played it numerous times already, and already it feels like a Friday. There's just something about the tempo, the message, the guitar solos, the drums, your vocals. It's like, oh yeah, it's the weekend. That's how it feels.
Oh yeah.
Awesome. Now, that was the point behind it. Just something feel good, kick the summer off, and make people want to roll their windows down and just cruise on down the road. So
it does sound like summer, doesn't it?
Oh yeah.
The timing of this release was very intentional to get people ready for what's coming in the next few months. So I think everybody's at this point. It's finally. Actually, didn't you guys have snow last week up there?
Yeah, we did.
We had snow yesterday.
Yeah. Yesterday.
Yeah. Flurries were flying, man.
Ugly week.
Wow. Yeah. Well, so yeah, that's why we released it. So because we knew you guys had snow. So there you go.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that.
So, how do you write a song like this, or did you write it? How'd you come across it, and how did it all come together?
So this song is actually our producer. Noah Gordon, he wrote the song a number of years ago, and it was, I don't know, probably 15 years ago, I guess. And, you know, we've heard it. It's kind of been circling in our orbit for a while. And we realized as we were going, this is, I guess, last September, we had been going through, we had a strategy meeting, just like any company, you know, you have to have a brand strategy meeting and see where you're going for the next few years. And we were sitting down and we're like, you know what we don't have that really high energy, up-tempo song that kind of, we didn't have a show opener, and we were like, we just need something that really drives. And he brought this up again, and we were like, well, that's obviously a no-brainer. So yeah, we kept it in the family. Noah Gordon is our producer, and we kept it in the family by using his song. But yeah, this was one of those no-brainer songs that we just had to cut because we didn't have anything like it, and we just love the way it made us feel.
Ben, where are you right now?
Narnia.
Outside. Narnia. Literally, that's exactly what it... Sorry, boys. Like I'm out in nature right now, and I told you I can hop in the truck. It'll dampen all the noise.
No. It's all good. I wanted to address the cricket in the room.
No, is that a cricket or an actual parakeet or something? It's the loudest bird ever being heard across the country right now.
Oh man, you guys are awesome. I have missed y'all very, very, very much. Just letting y'all know that.
Yeah, we miss you too. We can't wait for another tour or a visit from Boomtown Saints to the State Line area. Obviously, we're playing this new song, "Good Day to Get Gone," but you've got other things in the chamber you're working on, right?
We do.
We've got several other songs coming up, and we're extremely excited to get them out there. So, you know, yes, we've got a lot of stuff working.
Yeah, this summer's going to be a big one. We already have two other releases slated for over the course of the summer months. One of them is with our buddy Sam Groh, and it's a song that, we just absolutely love the song. And then we have one coming out just before 4th of July that's called American Dream. And it is basically about all the little things that make living in the United States and living in America awesome. Not the big stuff like, you know, it was like $1 million home and we're going to, you know, drive these nice cars and take vacations. No, it's just the little stuff like being able to have a job all day and come home and be with your family.
I just got the goosies when you said that. I got the goosies. I can't wait for July now. I can't wait. Yeah. It's going to be great.
Awesome.
I did text you the other day, Chris, and I told you, like, I need some new music from you guys because I've worn a hole through Blacktop Don't. Like, I don't know that I can play it anymore without it falling apart.
Well, it was good timing. It was awesome timing. And who knows? I might be able to sneak back a text with a couple new songs that nobody's heard before that you can keep under wraps for a couple months.